Registration is the law, so be a man. Register with Selective Service on your 18th birthday at
That's one of many ads the Selective Service has run in recent years, trying to get young men to register for the draft. They mostly follow the same vein.
Registering with Selective Service when you turn 18 shows that you're a man.
But what the macho appeal doesn't capture is that the military's culture is changing. A lot. The last draft ended in 1973. Back then, women made up just 1.5% of the military. Today, they're 15% of the force. And more once-exclusive jobs are opening to women.
Ranger Morgan requests permission to drop, Sergeant!
In August, one of the last ceilings in the Army was broken when two women graduated from the elite Ranger School. But these women can't serve in infantry units because the Defense Department still bans women from many combat jobs. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, by the end of the year, plans to decide whether to end that ban. Colorado Congressman Mike Kaufman is a retired Marine who serves on the Armed Services Committee. He says if the Pentagon opens all jobs to women, that will likely lead to pressure to open up the Selective Service to women as well.
I think that Congress would be faced with two things. I think they would either be faced with disbanding Selective Service and the requirement to register for the draft, or they would be required for women to sign up.
Kaufman's reasoning goes back to a 1981 U.S. Supreme Court case.
This case presents the question whether the Military Selective Service Act violates the equal protection component of the Fifth.
In that case, a young man argued he shouldn't be drafted because women aren't, and he claimed that's a violation of equal protection laws. But the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that because women are treated unequally within the military, it's okay for Congress to treat them differently as well. But all that could change if the military starts allowing women to become Rangers, SEALs, and infantry soldiers. Former Marine Corps captain and Iraq War veteran Kristen Kavanaugh of the Truman Defense Council says making women register might inspire them to think of a career in public service.
Our male counterparts are thinking about draft and the consequences, you know, from maybe the age of 16 or 17 on because they have to register for Selective Service. What if by asking women to register for the Selective Service, we instill that same value early on and highlight their responsibility to our nation at a young age?
So what do young women think about being drafted? I went to UCLA's campus to try and find out and ended up talking with 24-year-old Brianna Pagan.
If Congress changed the law, you'd have to register.
I would have to register, yes.
Has that ever crossed your mind before as a possibility?
No, honestly, I've never thought about it.
But others have. Michaela White, who's 19, says she thinks women should have to register.
I just think that if they're going to make everything fair, why not actually make everything fair, not like 95%, and then the last 5% it's like, oh, well, we still have a couple exceptions. I don't think that that would make sense.
Whether Defense Secretary Ash Carter agrees should be clear by early next year. That's when he's expected to advise Congress on how to integrate women into combat roles and whether to change the law to include women in the Selective Service. I'm John Ismay reporting.